This is Morning Edition. I'm Craig Johnson. Our occasional series, Beyond the Classroom, tells stories of students learning from real-world experience. Today, WPSU's Christine Allen takes us to a rehearsal at the State Theater in State College.
5, 6, 7, 8!
17 young actors dance their hearts out at an audition that reveals their hopes, their vulnerabilities, and their dreams. That's the premise of A Chorus Line, the iconic Marvin Hamlisch musical from the 1970s that won 9 Tony Awards and a Pulitzer Prize. The show is rarely performed by local theater groups because of its very demanding dancing. But two State College area groups, Center Dance and a theater company called Fuse, have joined forces to make this week's production of A Chorus Line possible at the State Theater. Fuse was founded by Richard Beaver, who holds an MFA in directing from Penn State.
The mission of Fuse is to bring together local actors, Penn State students and faculty members, and usually some professional actors that we audition in New York City. And that combination proves to be really potent and wonderful combination.
Beaver says the local actors auditioned in May, then Center Dance and Fuse held an audition in New York City to find more actors. He says some of those New York actors have been working in theater for a while.
One of the actors we found in the New York audition is going to be a junior in the Boston Conservatory. The other 5 have been out and doing it professionally, have graduated from college. So we've just caught them in between jobs.
The New York actors are paid for their work, he says, while the locals do it for love of theater and the chance to perform in this particular musical.
Believe me, the ones that are coming from New York are not getting a king's ransom. It's but the universal thing is the desire to work on A Chorus Line. That's the thing that brought everybody together.
For 3 of the actors in this show, though, the production is a resume builder.
Having A Chorus Line in your repertoire is good no matter where you're going.
Getting to work with such a wonderful cast, a group of people that are going to go out on stage and eat nails and really live in it and go and work hard.
Carly McCann and Asher Dubin are both Penn State theater majors heading into their junior year. Katie Johnson will also be a junior at Penn State. She's studying for her BFA in musical theater. She plays Valerie, who sings one of the well-known songs in A Chorus Line, Dance 10, Looks 3.
I'm 20, so having a role already is kind of an amazing experience. Been such a stretch for me, and I'm so blessed for the opportunity, so it's exciting.
While Johnson has one of the major numbers in the show, McCann and Dubin also have roles with considerable solo singing.
I really need to stop. Please, God, I need to stop. I've got to
I play Connie, and she is a very experienced dancer and performer.
I'm playing Greg. He is the oldest person on the line at 32.
I play Valerie Clark, and she's this bubbly, bouncy blonde.
Keep the best of you, fear the rest of you, Chris or class. I've never seen it fail. Debutante or chorus girl.
For these 3 Penn State students, A Chorus Line provides that chance to bring what they've learned in the classroom to the stage and to be part of a show that's known for demanding a lot of a performer. And for Dubin, McCann, and Johnson, it's not just about having a major musical on your resume. It's also about collaborating with some actors who are already working in the business.
We sort of got to really hear their experiences and what theater means to them and how their lives have been affected by it. Their advice on living in New York has all been super beneficial to those of us who aren't there yet.
Seeing what they bring to their roles has been so fun and so exciting. They're very, very talented and so passionate about what they do.
And so it's cool to talk about our feelings about the show and about life and just where theater can take you. It's been a growing experience in so many ways.
Johnson, Dubin, and McCann all traveled back to State College for this summer production from North Carolina, California, and Pittsburgh, respectively. It's all about packing as much experience as they can into their summers as they build resumes for their future careers. And what are the plans for these three Penn State students?
At this point in life, it's really just to work in theater in any capacity, being able to work continuously and support myself. New York is the goal, and to be able to live there and work in New York is the ultimate, but anything at this point.
Dubin would be okay with working on stage or behind the scenes, but for McCann, acting comes first.
I'm focusing more on the acting aspect of theater, but I would like to make myself more well-rounded, so hopefully I'll be able to pursue that further and go to New York in about 2 years.
Yeah, same goes for me.
Johnson says she, too, will head to New York eventually.
I actually came into the musical theater department as primarily a dancer, so I'm here really focusing on my voice and acting. I would love to go on tour after school, like a national tour of a musical. And then eventually I want to wind up in New York. I'd love to be dancing on Broadway and then eventually get into, like, covering roles. And I don't know, maybe if I have a long enough career, play some leads.
Yeah.
For all three of these Penn State students, each onstage experience, including a chorus line, is one important step along the way. With another edition of Beyond the Classroom, I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
Chorus Line opens tonight and runs through Saturday at the State Theater in State College. You'll find details on our community calendar at wpsu.org/radio.